Oliver Papunge. The Canor Islanders kept it close for most of Game 2. But in the end, the defending champion Cam River Fighting Walleye weren't about to let a two-win team take them down in the playoffs. The Fighting Walleye scored 4 unanswered goals in the third period on Saturday night, including 3 in the final 2:33 of regulation, and took a commanding 2-0 lead in their best-of-7 opening-round Superior International Junior Hockey League playoff series, getting the job done on home ice. Britton Bell, Jet Minktenko, Evan Lachimea and Caleb LaBelle blew open a 4-3 game with their third-period tallies, earning Cam River an 8-3 win over Kenora, who put up 3 goals in the second period to keep the contest close. Carter Nalen and Caden Goodwin, continuing his hot-handed ways of late, staked the Fighting Walleye to a 2-0 lead after 1, but Kenora's Braden McKay scored 34 seconds into the second to cut the lead in half. Carter Podubny responded with Cam River's 3rd goal of the night, the marker coming at the 3:17 mark, but Chance Traverse got it back at 12:12 and the Cam River lead was just 3-2, coming on the heels of Friday's 8-0 series opening triumph. Nicholas Fagnili made it 4-2 Cam River with his first of the postseason at 15:28, but Jared Lemieux once again cut the Fighting Walleye lead to a single goal, scoring with 2:01 left in the middle stanza. Ashton Sadauskas, playing for the second straight night, made 16 saves to pick up his second win of the playoffs. Matthew Stevens stood tall for most of the night, giving up 8 goals on 70 shots faced. Game 3 will take place Monday night in Kenora. Puck drop is 7:30 p.m. Central Daylight Saving Time.